you, Chair. Further to the high-level comments we shared this morning in respect of the draft report, we would like to provide some specific textual suggestions and thoughts on paragraphs 16 to 20 of the draft report. We will also submit these in writing. As a preliminary point, Australia sees the measures outlined in this draft report as being informed by and building on the substantive work already done by this GGE. During the intersessional consultations, you presented a document which explicitly reflected how new draft conclusions built on previous consensus conclusions. While we are not proposing to repeat that exercise here, like the US delegation, we would like to see a more explicit reference to previously agreed conclusions in paragraph 17. To achieve this, we would propose replacing the words "building upon its previous work" with the phrase "building upon and taking into consideration previous consensus conclusions adopted by this GGE." In respect of paragraph 18, we would suggest amending the first sentence so it reads as follows: "The general rules and principles of IHL apply, irrespective of technology, to the use of all weapons and methods of warfare." We consider that these amendments capture more precisely what we understand to be the intent of this paragraph. Inserting the term "general" would clarify that we are referring to the IHL principles and rules applicable to the use of all weapons. Further, we do not think it is correct to say that IHL rules and principles are independent of the military technology use. That is because there are particular IHL instruments, for example, the protocols to the CCW, that regulate and prohibit specific types of weapons. Turning to paragraph 19, we suggest removing the term "apply force to" and replacing it with "engage." Engage is more commonly used in the military context and translates better for operators. It also encompasses both kinetic and non-kinetic delivery means compared to "apply force to," which focuses on kinetic means. We also suggest removing the word "track" from paragraph 19. In our view, its meaning is vague and unclear in this context. Further, removing it would be consistent with the focus of the majority of the proposals the GGE has considered, which focus on the use of autonomous functions in the context of targeting rather than other uses. We also know that inclusions of the word "track" may have the effect of narrowing the scope of weapon systems specified in this paragraph by adding an additional function to existing functions listed here. In a similar vein, we consider that the end of paragraph 19 would also benefit from more clarity. In this regard, we suggest using the more specific language of "further intervention by an operator" in place of "further human intervention." This would clarify what type of human intervention is being referred to here. Our delegation welcomes the focus on the application of IHL principles to autonomous weapon systems in paragraph 20, which we consider to be a key aspect of our work. However, in our view, this paragraph would benefit from more appropriately distinguishing IHL obligations applicable to the use of weapon systems and those measures to be implemented in the design and development phase. The principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions are targeting rules primarily relevant to the use of weapons. In the development stage, it would not be a question of adhering or complying with these rules, but rather considering them so that autonomous weapon systems developed can subsequently be used by human operators in compliance with IHL. To capture this idea, we suggest deleting reference to "deployment and use" in the first sentence and replacing the term "adhered to" with "considered." This would reorient this sentence to focus on the development phase. The sentence would read, "The rules and principles of IHL, including inter alia, distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, must be considered in the development of autonomous weapons." Finally, in respect of the final sentence of paragraph 20, we think it is important to draw an explicit link between the elements and the specific requirements of IHL which are relevant. When referring to weapons not being deployed or used if their effects and attacks cannot be anticipated and controlled, we suggest being as precise as possible as to the IHL principles and requirements to which it relates. We think being able to anticipate and control effects of weapons goes to whether they can be used in accordance with the principles of distinction and proportionality. So we would suggest amending this sentence to read, such weapon systems must not be deployed or used if their effects in attacks cannot be anticipated or controlled as required by the international humanitarian law principles of distinction and proportionality in the circumstances of their use. Thank you, Chair. Yeah.